very common problem that comes up, or an issue that comes up in many, many Jewish communities, even in the mountains when you're here for the summer, is that a lot of times you have different shopping options. For example, you can go to Bayreuth, which as far as I can tell is owned by Jews, and buy things there, buy groceries and items there, or you can go to Walmart, which generally speaking is not owned by Jews, and buy things there. Is there a halachic obligation to specifically go to a Jewish store as opposed to going to a non-Jewish store? When we're back home, the common issue is Costco versus pretty much every other store in the five towns. So is there any sort of halachic obligation to specifically go to a Jewish store to buy things at a Jewish store as opposed to a non-Jewish store? And what are the parameters of that obligation? So surprisingly, although this is something that's very well known, that there's an inyan that you're supposed to go to a Jewish store, it does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that one has to do with shopping by a Jew rather than by a non-Jew. However, there is a different halacha about shopping preference that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and that is based on the Gemara Maseches Basra Daf Chav Beis, where the Gemara says that when Rav Dimi Min Arda brought a boat full of items that he wanted to sell to a certain place, the Reish Galusa told Rava, "I need you to go down to the port and go interview Rav Dimi Min Arda, give him a bechina, see if he's a Talmud Chacham, and if he is a Talmud Chacham, then he gets the right to sell all of his stuff before anybody else gets to sell any of their stuff. No one could open their store until Rav Dimi Min Arda sells out." And the implication of that Gemara is that there is kedima for a Talmud Chacham over anybody else when it comes to business. They imagine if the Chavetz Chaim would keep his store open only long enough till he made enough money to survive that day, he should not have been open very long, because no one else should have been able to open up their store until the Chavetz Chaim sold whatever he needed to sell, because there is kedima for a Talmud Chacham. That is a Gemara Maseches Bava Basra that is paskined by the Rosh Bava Basra, Simon Yud Gimel in the second parak, and the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Yud, and Beis Yosef just adds in Simon Resh Mem Gimel in Yerodeya, in Hilchos Kavod Rabo, Beis Yosef adds B'Shem the Tur in Chosh Mishpat Simon Kuf Nun Vav, that there is an exception to that rule, and that is that if there are non-Jews also selling, so then there's no point in keeping Jews from opening their stores until the Talmud Chacham sells out, because it's not going to save the Talmud Chacham anything. People are instead just going to go to the non-Jews, so you're just going to be costing the Jewish vendors their ability to make a parnasa at the expense, and it's going to just benefit the non-Jewish vendors. So that's what's paskan halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Yardeis and Reish Mem Gimel Sif Dalid. Talmud Chacham sheyesh l'schara limchar lo hayu manichim l'shum adam limchar meyos l'schara ad sheyimkar hu tchila shalav. If there's a Talmud Chacham who wants to sell something, no one else may sell anything until the Talmud Chacham finishes selling what he needs to sell. Vidafka deleka gayim to mizbini. That's only if there are no gayim selling anything. So if that's the din in terms of who's allowed to sell, presumably there would be a din of kedima in terms of buying as well, that one has a responsibility to support the Talmud Chacham first. But what about this other halacha, buying from Jews instead of buying from gayim? Where does it come from? So it is a medrash, and it's a Rashi on Chumash. That's probably why it sounds so familiar when you hear it. The medrash, based on the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, based on the pasuk v'chisimchru memcha l'amisecha, so we darshin that you have to dafka minayin kshu kona lo tikna elam amisecha shenamar o kne miyanam o kana miyanam misecha. That when how do I know the Medrash says that when you buy, you have to dafka buy from amisecha, you have to buy from your people, you have to buy from Jews as opposed to buying from non-Jews. So that's we darshin from the pasuk. So it is a Medrash that sounds like a halachic medrash. So the question is this halacha, or is it just Eitza Tova? Nafkamina would be if a Jew is a little more expensive. If it's halacha, so we spend money on being observant Jews. You know, it costs a lot of money to send kids to yeshiva, and to buy a lulav and esrog, and to buy a sukkah, and to buy matzah, and to buy, you know, to buy tefillin, and being a religious Jew is expensive sometimes, so you have to take the expense. That's that. It's a requirement. But if it's an Eitza Tova, so then maybe if the Jew is more expensive, the Jew's store is more expensive, so then maybe one would not be required to do it. So whether it's halach or Eitza Tova seems to be a machlokas achronim. Certainly the fact that it's omitted from Shulchan Aruch would imply that it's Eitza Tova, but the lashon of the Medrash would imply that it's halacha. The Ramah, not in Shulchan Aruch, but in the Tshuvas HaRamah, the Ramah was dealing with a shaila about buying a set of Rambam. The Rambam was printed by a Jewish printer and then was printed for much cheaper by a non-Jewish printer. And the Ramah, in a landmark tshuva, very, very important tshuva for a lot of sugyas, for unfair competition in business and things like that, what we call a sagas gavul, it's a very important Ramah. But the Ramah writes that it is absolutely a halacha, and a person, even if a Jew is more expensive, you have to buy from the Jew rather than buy from the non-Jew. He said you could feel free to buy the non-Jew's edition of the Rambam as soon as the Jew finishes selling out every single copy that he has printed. But first you have to buy from the Jew. Every copy has to be sold out first, even at a loss, even though the Jew is selling it for more expensive. The Tashbetz also writes like that. Now, Minchas Yitzchak in Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Chavtes, Diane Weiss points out that even though the Tashbetz and the Ramah both say that it's a halacha and that you have to spend even more money, there are two nafkaminas between the Tashbetz and the Ramah. There are slight differences. First of all, the Ramah says it b'toras vaday, that he's absolutely certain that even if the Jew is more expensive, you have to buy from him, whereas the Tashbetz says it b'toras safek. Second of all, the Ramah implies that even if the Jew is much more expensive, you have to buy from the Jew, whereas the Tashbetz implies that only if the Jew is a bit more expensive, but not if he's much more expensive. Some of the rayas that you'd have to lose money are based on the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis, where the Gemara says, Darshan's from Pasuk, you have Nevela Lahaktim Gerbe Nesina Legoy B'Mechira, that if you have the choice to either give it to a Jew or to sell it to a non-Jew, better to give it for free to a Jew than to sell something to a non-Jew. So we see sometimes there is financial loss in terms of supporting Jews. Halachas of ribis, the halachas of charging interest, that you charge interest to a non-Jew, you don't charge, it's also to charge interest to a Jew, it's a mitzvah to charge interest to a non-Jew, also imply that there is financial loss in terms of the difference in dealing in business between Jew and non-Jew. Having said that, the Karban Eda on the Torah's Kohanim and the Marsham in Mishpat Shalom, Chosh Mishpat Kuf Peites, both say that it's only an Eitzah Tova, that it is not a halacha. So how much of a loss would a person have to take, assuming it is a halacha? So the poskim really aren't sure. They say maybe Hefsid Meruba would be the geder. How do you define Hefsid Meruba? So Hefsid Meruba may depend who you are. It may depend whether a person is an ani or an ashir. Rabbi Neuberger likes to tell the story of how he poskim for somebody once, that something was a Hefsid Meruba, and therefore they were allowed to kasher their dishes based on, after waiting a year, based on the concept of Hefsid Meruba. And when he was a young rabbi, when he was just getting started out, and someone called him and said, how dare you poskim it's a Hefsid Meruba for these people? They have two Mercedes parked in their driveway. For them, it's not a Hefsid Meruba. So you really have to be careful. It turned out he was right in the end, but but you have to be careful about how we define Hefsid Meruba. It's not so posh how to make that definition. Now, to take a more clearly defined number, many of the poskim suggest, Rav Schoenbach suggests, and Diane Weiss also suggests, maybe it's similar to the dinim of Ona'ah, that up until Ad Shus, so you go up until 1/6, that as long as the Jew is within the 1/6 of what the guy is charging, maybe that's how much you would have to buy. Now, there are many exceptions, even if it is a halacha. And Chas Yitzchak writes, first of all, if the Jew is clearly, blatantly overcharging, so then certainly you don't have to buy from the Jew because he's doing something that's asur. So you don't have to buy from the Jew instead of buying from the non-Jew. Another exception might be if the Jew is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. We darshan from the word Amisecha, so Amisecha might be that he has to be Amcha B'Torah Mitzvah, he has to be someone who observes Torah Mitzvah. And in fact, that is where it comes to, the idea comes from, that we're makbid, that people, many people try very hard to buy from a Shomer Shabbos. You ever notice you drive down, you drive even in the five towns, or certainly in Brooklyn, every store has like a sign in it that says in Hebrew, Shomer Shabbos. Who cares if they're Shomer Shabbos? Do they cut my hair well or not? The barbershop, I need to know that he's Shomer Shabbos. Do they sell good hardware? Do they not sell good hardware? What do I care if they're Shomer Shabbos? So apparently it's based on this idea that for Shomer Shabbos, there is a requirement to be, or potentially a requirement, at least in Eitzah Tova, to give preference to someone who's Shomer Shabbos. Or Sturmbach writes in a tshuva, in Tshuva Svan Agos Chalav Sim Tav Tav Hei, that the Chazanish was extraordinarily careful about this, and that even in his later years, when he needed medication, he was makbid that they would only get his medication from a Shomer Shabbos pharmacist, even if it involved going out of your way. So Sturmbach says, I'm not sure how much out of your way you have to go. He says it's mistaber that how much out of your way do you have to go? One one meal, like by Birchas HaMazon, you know, you follow those, or by Tefillah, the different Kedarim that you have, how inconvenient you have to make things. Now, Rav Shurmich says, I only have one problem with this whole thing, and that is that I've never seen anyone careful about this. Everyone just Jews buy at the cheapest place. They always have, that's what they do. They don't go to the place that the Jews are selling. They always buy at the cheapest place. They look for the best price. So who's not going to go on Amazon Prime if they can get something for a few dollars cheaper and a little more convenience than going to the local store and having to deal with parking or whatever? So Jews always buy it. Why is it that people are makel on this issue? So if Shturmach suggests the reason that people are makel on this issue, he says that this entire halacha is begeder gemilus chesed lidog leparnasas Yisrael. The whole din is a din of gemilus chesedim, to worry about the parnasa of your fellow Jews. Aval kshamocher yeshlo kadei parnasaso. But if the guy, the Jew, is making money anyway, he's making a living, and it's just that if you were to give him your business, he would make a better living. He'd be even richer. So the halach is chayecha kodmin. You don't have to lose your money so that he could be rich. You have to lose your money so that he can support his family, so that he could have a basic level of sustenance, a basic level of parnasa. So he says maybe that's why the minhag is to be mekel, because in a lot of the situations, the Jewish store owners are doing quite well, and if they're doing quite well, you don't have to be so worried about always buying from them. Rav Diane Weiss also just points out that probably this halacha, I don't know if Diane Weiss or Shurmach, I forget already, who points out that this halacha probably only applies when you're dealing with buying something on a consistent basis or buying big ticket items. But if you need something quick, something like, you don't have to worry if you're driving home that you're going to stop in at a Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee and say, oh no, but this Dunkin' Donuts isn't owned by a Jew, and maybe I should just wait till I get home and go to Toddy's and, you know, pay whatever for my coffee so I could be supporting a Jew and several, I don't know, whatever, I could be supporting a small country. So, you don't have to make that cheshbon in your mind, because if you're just getting a small item, so then it's not such a big deal. Now, in conclusion, lemaisa, bottom line, so I think at the very least, even though it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, at the very least, it should be a consideration of ours when shopping. I mean, we consider a lot of things when buying things. We consider the price, we consider the distance, the convenience, we consider the customer service, we consider a lot of different things when making our shopping decisions. It should not be this should be something that is on our list of significant considerations. It's not a very Western idea. I mean, we're used to the idea of capitalism, the free market, you buy wherever is best for you, and we're not used to the idea of being told where to buy things or where we have to shop, where we can't shop. Probably this halacha was much more significant and much more important in those many, many times and places in Jewish history where people weren't interested in buying in a Jewish store, where non-Jews weren't interested in buying in a Jewish store, and it therefore became very difficult for Jews to earn a living. So Baruch Hashem, we're not in that kind of situation right now. But nevertheless, it seems that it would at least be a consideration. We should always be guided much more by Torah values than by Western values, and therefore this is something certainly to prefer Talmidei Chachamim, and then the next level that Shomrei Shabbos, and Jewish stores over non-Jewish stores within reason.